Welcome to Cannabis House Call. This podcast is committed to educating the discerning public and will make the case for cannabis as medicine. Your hosts, Dr. Les Matthews and Dr. Hal Altman, are physicians with advanced degrees in medical cannabis. The Cannabis House Call is sponsored by Compassionate Certification Centers, or CCC. CCC is a physician-owned and leading medical marijuana certification center that helps patients receive legal access to medical marijuana in Pennsylvania. Having certified more than 100,000 patients across the state through its in-office and virtual telehealth appointments, CCC makes the process of getting a Pennsylvania medical marijuana card fast and easy. Learn more at cccregister.com.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural production of Cannabis House Call. My name is Dr. Les Matthews, and I am pleased to be joined on this initial podcast by my partner, Dr. Hal Altman. We are both medical doctors with advanced degrees in cannabis pharmacy and therapeutics, and have initiated this podcast with the sole intention of providing unbiased and accurate educational information to our listeners regarding all things cannabis. I'm going to take a minute to have Hal introduce himself and give a little bit of his background, and then I'll do the same, and then we'll jump in. Welcome, Hal.
Hi there, Les. Hi to our listeners. My name's Dr. Hal Altman. I am trained as a pediatrician, spent a major portion of my latter career in administration, retired about 5 years ago, and looked for a new challenge, and was approached by the CEO of a hemp company who was interested in doing some clinical research and asked if I would try to head that up for his company. Without any real good knowledge about cannabis as medicine, I looked around and found the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy's master's degree program in medical cannabis science and therapeutics. I reached out to Les, who's an old friend, and we decided that we would do this together and became part of that first class of the University of Maryland. That was 3 years ago that we received our degrees. Since that time, we've been trying to find application for our knowledge, and we are dedicated to trying to provide education not only for the public, but also for healthcare providers, in as much as only about 10% of medical schools spend any time at all teaching about cannabis as medicine. So our providers are woefully informed about medical cannabis, and certainly our public is behind the eight ball in trying to choose appropriate products. So therein led the idea that we would try to educate the interested public. And our intent is to do that on a weekly podcast that will last 15 to 20 minutes. We'll try to present something that we think is interesting and beneficial to our listeners. And we will try to focus future episodes on questions that we get from you. We'll give you the information on our website and how to contact us with those questions. Les?
Thanks, Hal. So a bit about myself. I'm an orthopedic surgeon by training and also had a clinical and administrative career in the area of orthopedic surgery. And as Hal mentioned, I was coerced into doing this master's program with him in cannabis and actually found it to be a wonderfully rewarding experience, both in terms of the people we met and the knowledge we gained, but also in understanding much, much better the vast opportunity, if you will, around cannabis as a medicine. Hal mentioned that probably less than 10% of medical schools in this country have any educational curriculum regarding cannabis. And that flies in the face of the fact that it's estimated that probably 100 million people in this country either are using or considering using cannabis in some form. So we've got this huge gap between the public's demand and need for education and the lack of healthcare providers to be able to offer that. So we see that as an opportunity to provide unbiased and objective education around cannabis for our listeners. And We did produce an earlier podcast. It was called Cannabis Grand Rounds, and we did that for about a year. And that was a target audience focused more on healthcare professionals. And we developed an active listenership, and I think we contributed well to that educational environment. But after taking a pause, we decided that we needed to focus on a broader audience, and that is the general population and the average consumer. We're shifting our focus a little bit to that group, but I think you'll find the information that we have to be interesting and helpful as you try to navigate the cannabis space in the country as it exists today.
Let's get into the knowledge gap that exists, not only for the public, but also the way most state programs are set up when it comes to certifying medical cannabis. So in most states, a physician takes a 4 to 6 hour course that is rudimentary at best in terms of trying to determine whether or not a patient who presents has a condition that is potentially treatable by medical cannabis. For the most part, counseling on the selection of a particular product, its formulation, its dosing, all the things that are typically done on the medical side of things are lacking in most of the state programs. So a physician simply meets with a patient, reviews their medical records, does an interview, and determines whether they qualify under 25 or so recognized conditions that medical cannabis can be used for. So right out of the box, the patient is behind the eight ball. They don't really have a medical expert that can advise them on product. They then go to a medical dispensary. They meet with experts at the medical dispensary that have a variety of educational and professional backgrounds. The patient may or may not get good information concerning their particular needs. And so therein lies this huge knowledge gap that we hope to at least partially address.
And I would also add that things get even a little more complicated when we get into the situation where states have gone from legalizing cannabis for medical use and then make the transition to recreational use as well. Because even though oftentimes the knowledge and the education of providers that are certifying patients to use medical cannabis may be rudimentary, they are at least seeing a healthcare provider and they are at least going through some level of scrutiny to be allowed to seek cannabis as medicine. But what we've seen in many states is as soon as the recreational side is approved, patients aren't willing to continue to pay the $100 and some a year to get their certification, not willing to pay a physician to grant that. And therefore, they just skip that whole process and go right into the recreational side of the dispensary. And then they're completely on their own, relying then on bud tenders and other folks to give them advice, which may or may not be good advice. So it's, again, highlighting the educational gap that we recognize as a problem and that we hope to be able to bridge to some degree.
Just to bring that whole issue to life, I have been involved with a couple of close friends who have chronic pain issues, who have sleep disturbance issues, and they've asked me to recommend a product. They get their medical certifications in their state, and then they go to the dispensary to try to figure out what to use. I accessed the dispensary and looked at their products. And the products are more reflective of adult use dispensaries than they are medical dispensaries. For instance, over 100 products, I was only able to find about 5 that actually had substantial amounts of CBD in addition to THC. And we will try to address those issues going forward. But I think there are very few medicinal uses of cannabis that aren't dependent upon CBD as being part of the package. So not only is it a lack of knowledge from the provider and the patient standpoint, but it's also a lack of good products that can be effective in treating things. And as part of this outreach, we're hoping to advocate to the producers to maybe change some of the formulations that more closely approximate what we know to be effective.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And certainly we both encountered patients who were directed through a dispensary to a product that maybe was relatively high in THC content for disorders such as sleep, where it really wasn't necessary. And you know, other formulations such as CBD and CBN, for example, can provide wonderful sleep aids without any of the hallucinogenic effects associated with THC. But there's, again, a knowledge gap in that whole space that is important to try to close.
I think that's a great place to stop, Les. I think that hopefully the listeners understand that our intent is to give them some basic general knowledge that allows them to be informed consumers when they walk into whatever dispensary that they're going to use. I think it's important for people to understand that Les and I are not able to give specific recommendations to individual patients, but will certainly provide you with the guidelines that allow you to choose proper products.
The last point I'll make before we sign off on this initial episode, Hal, is that we do encourage questions from our audience. We have a website, which is cannabishousecall.com, and you will be able to go on that website, post a question, and we can retrieve those and try to answer them on future podcasts. And we think this interaction with our audience is going to be an important aspect of what we do going forward. So I'd encourage you to join us in that endeavor.
The website is www.thecannabishousecall.com. And the email is questions@thecannabishousecall.com. The website is being built. It has some content. On that website, you'll be able to ask questions or seek information. You'll also find references that we use in the podcast. If we think that there are interesting and meaningful books or videos or whatever, those will be included at that site as well. And the final thing I should say is that Les and I are both very, very thankful to CCC, which stands for Compassionate Certification Centers. CCC is an upright, outstanding medical cannabis certifier based in Pennsylvania. It's one of the largest certifiers there. I know their CEO, Dr. Brian Donner, and he runs a very tight and compassionate ship. We're very happy that they've joined us in this operation.
They're committed to education, just like we are, and the partnership and in helping us produce this podcast is greatly appreciated. I'll also say that as time goes on, we may allow others to provide sponsorship, but it will be only after significant scrutiny to make sure they are appropriate for our forum and the information we're trying to put out.
Part of what we did with Cannabis Grand Rounds that was very effective was to bring in guests who are either academicians or they're experts in some phase of cannabis production and presentation. And those interviews that we plan to conduct will be entertaining and very informative. So it will vary from podcast to podcast, but you can look forward to that as well.
All information, material, and content on this podcast is for general information and educational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional and/or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment by a qualified physician or healthcare provider. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and any materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. Cannabis House Call does not offer personal health or medical advice. If you have a medical emergency, call your doctor or call 911 immediately.